Now, we've all had times where we're worrying about something at work or financial problems or maybe having had an argument at home, something like that. But for some people, anxiety is a debilitating condition that affects how they cope with just everyday life. Now, it's estimated one in four of us will experience some kind of mental health problem in the course of a year. It's one in four, with anxiety and depression being the most common mental disorders in Britain. And now a new self-help group has been set up in West Yorkshire to help with that. Chris Warfolk is from Anxiety Leeds, here to tell us more. Thank you very much for coming in, Chris.
It's great to be here.
Now, I said that one in four of us will experience that, you know, anxiety or depression in a year. That's a big number of people. To experience things like anxiety and depression. A big number.
It is, and unfortunately it's one that people often don't seek the help they need for, despite the fact it is so prevalent.
And they don't seek the help out because, what, they think it's nothing, it's just, you know, real life. I mean, it's just normal life to have worries and all that. They underestimate what they're going through, do they?
That, and I think it's also very embarrassing to admit that you're having mental health problems.
Yeah.
A survey in 2011 by the NHS suggested that 30% of people would be too embarrassed even to talk with their friends and family about it. And that goes up to 50% when it comes to talking to your boss at work and discussing how you might need extra arrangements, say, to visit the doctor and go to therapy.
Right. Was that how it was for you?
Yes. Yeah. It certainly... there's a lot of stigma around it, and to come out and say, yes, I do have some problems, takes a long time for people to get to that stage, I think.
What had happened? What was happening to you?
I suffer from a lot of social anxiety, but also claustrophobia, and that tends to permeate through many aspects of my life. For example, my girlfriend is from Finland, so just getting on a plane and going to see her family has been a two-year ordeal. Work.
You've done it, have you? You've got,
yes,
on the plane and you've gone.
Yes.
How was that? I mean, if you were to describe to somebody who isn't... I mean, I'm claustrophobic if you lock me in a very small room, I guess, or in a tunnel, yeah, or something like that. But do you get claustrophobic in this room, for example?
No. I think anything smaller than here, I would start getting very anxious.
Yeah. And a cabin of an aeroplane is smaller.
Yeah, and... there's no way out. Once you're on a flight, you're there for 3 hours. And
how did you cope with that?
It's taken a long time for me to get to that stage and working through my difficulties and learning techniques of how to cope with that. And then ultimately it's just a case that you've got to tell yourself that you're going to do it and try and follow through with that. And even that took me a few attempts, a few missed flights, but
really,
eventually I got on there.
And you flew?
Yes.
Could you, and does that mean in the future you can do it again, or will you go through what you went through before in the build-up to the next flight?
It makes it easier every time you do it, so I'm trying to... it's not something you can go out and do every day, but I'm trying to fly,
right,
a couple of times a year, if possible, just to kind of keep it up, because the longer you leave it, the worse it'll get, whereas if you just tackle it head-on, you tend to find it gets easier and easier each time.
Yeah. So that's claustrophobia. You mentioned social anxiety, which is what?
That's where you'll get anxious when you're in, say, a public place or large crowds. A lot of people, say, when they go to a club or a nightclub or maybe at a festival, they'll find themselves in the middle of a crowd and feel trapped and struggle to feel like they can't breathe just because they can't see an obvious way out and there's so many people around.
It's that finding a way out, isn't it? You mentioned that a couple of times now. It's the exit.
Yeah.
The fact you can't see the exit or there isn't an exit for the next 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And how has been coming in here today, out of interest?
It's not been too bad. I guess the thing I've been most nervous about is messing up the interview and not reaching as many people as we could to try and help as many people as possible, I guess.
Yeah, because you want to help people going through anxiety.
Yes, yeah, having personally been through it and known how it's affected my life, then I think we need to raise a lot of awareness about it and get everyone else who's suffering these difficulties as much help as they need so that they can prevent anxiety from affecting their quality of life.
Can you remember a time where you weren't anxious?
maybe when I was about 5, then I used to be a bully when I was a little kid.
Were you?
They say bullies are the biggest cowards, so maybe it's always been there. But yeah, since my kind of 8, 9, 10, I've always been anxious.
What do you think, if you've thought back? I mean, it's a long time ago. You've lived with this a long time. When you look back at that time, what was the trigger? Was there a trigger, or is it an inherent gene thing, or how does it manifest itself or begin?
Some people have a traumatic experience, and that for them will be the trigger. But for me, there was nothing that I could really pinpoint and say that's when it started. It just developed over time. And you tend to get a mixture of people that have come in through either route, really.
And will it end, do you think, one day?
I hope so, but there are some schools of thought, there's a lot of new research coming out that suggests that you can never truly conquer anxiety. All you can do is learn strategies to cope with it and make sure that it doesn't prevent you from doing what you want to do in life.
And for you, those strategies would be what? What do you do?
I think one of the most important things you can do is learn to recognise the symptoms of anxiety, because a lot of the times you might get a tight chest or feel nauseous or dizzy, and then you'll start worrying that it's something serious. And that in itself makes you worry more, and that makes the symptoms worse, and you go into a bit of a spiral. Whereas if you can recognise that these are symptoms of anxiety, you can say to yourself, well, okay, yes, I'm feeling really ill, but I know it's anxiety, and I know it can't really hurt me, so I don't need to worry as much.
And does that help? Does that work, though, that conflict in your mind of... It's almost like those old cartoons where you had the little angelic figure on one shoulder and the little devil character on the other, both saying conflicting things like, you're ill, no you're not, yes you are, no you know what I mean? Is that how it plays out, and does it help you?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. A lot of the time my rational part of the mind is saying, this is just anxiety, what are you doing, relax, you're not ill. And the more emotional part of my mind is saying, whoa, you could be seriously ill here, go seek help. And it takes a lot of practice to get to the stage where your more rational part of the mind can say, no, this is anxiety, I'm going to stay calm and I'm going to not let it ruin my life.
And that's winning at the moment?
Yes, gradually.
Stay calm. All right, so Anxiety Leads, you've helped with the setup of Anxiety Leads in West Yorkshire to help other people cope with this and deal with anxiety. And how can people get involved? I mean, what, you know, anyone listening now suffering from anxiety, how can they get involved with you?
So our meetings are on the second Monday of every month. So if you are living with anxiety, the best thing you can do is come down to one of those meetings. They're free to attend. We will ask for donations, but that's optional. So they're free to attend. You can come down, you can share your problems, and you can provide support for everyone else.
Does that help them and it helps others in the group?
Yes. Yeah. One of the issues that a lot of people face when they, say, go to their GP and they go through cognitive behavioural therapy, which is the best thing you can do if you have anxiety, is that a lot of people struggle with the motivation to go out and do the kind of homework that you get in that. And so one of my hopes for the group is that it will be really good for keeping people's motivation up and seeing how other people have gone out and tackled these problems and sharing their stories to allow other people to go and say, yeah, that's a good idea, I'll go out and try that. Or, yeah, everyone else is getting on and going out and doing stuff, so I'm going to make the effort as well.
There's a website if you want to find out more before you head down to the meetings with Anxiety Leads. It's anxietyleads.org.uk. anxietyleads.org.uk. Chris, thank you very much for coming in.
Great.
All right. Nice to meet you. Chris Warfolk from Anxiety Leads, a new self-help group set up right here in West Yorkshire. It's been